From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. Shrimp boat captain Ricky Robin rode out Hurricane Katrina on his boat, and he was on his boat today when Gustav arrived.
Talking about boats breaking loose, one just broke loose. It's gone down the bayou. He'll probably smash up against some other boat over there. That's what's going to happen with him.
First, this news.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Ann Taylor. The Republican National Convention opened today in St. Paul, but as a shortened version because of Hurricane Gustav. Speaking this afternoon instead of tonight, Cindy McCain, wife of John McCain, called for donations for hurricane victims.
This is a time when we take off our Republican hats and put on our American hats.
And she directed GOP delegates to go to a website to make their contributions. Harvey Johnson, deputy director of FEMA, says everyone who needed help in getting out of New Orleans got out.
In the evacuation, it wasn't all pretty. We had a couple issues with our train. We had a couple issues with our medical evacuation. But I heard someone on TV this morning talk about the word agility and adaptability. That's exactly what we demonstrated yesterday. We got the mission done.
And he says phase two of dealing with Hurricane Gustav is now underway. Hurricane Gustav is losing power as it moves inland. It's now centered over south-central Louisiana and dumping huge amounts of rain. NPR's Jeff Brady has more.
Just about the time it looked like this was going to be a minor storm in this part of the state, the wind picked up and the rain started coming down in sheets. Even though there are small branches flying around and it's impossible to spend any time out here without getting soaked, June Lee Carter is barbecuing, or as she calls it, cooking on the outside. What do you got cooking there?
Oh, you want to see? Look at that. We're cooking pork chops, chicken, ribs, pork steaks.
Local authorities are warning residents to be careful. The storm has knocked out electricity, and they say there could be live wires on the ground in places. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Lafayette, Louisiana.
The stock market was closed today for the Labor Day holiday, but last Friday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell by 171 points. This is NPR News. In Afghanistan, military officials say three children were killed today by foreign troops. According to NATO-led forces, troops came under fire from insurgents in the south, and their return fire killed the children accidentally. Meeting in Brussels today, the European Union has decided to postpone talks on a new partnership agreement with Russia because of events in Georgia. EU leaders fly to Moscow next week to see why a peace plan signed with Georgia is not being implemented. Terry Schultz has more on that story.
European governments were deeply divided over how strongly the bloc should react to Russian actions regarding Georgia and diplomatic recognition of breakaway South Ossetia and Abkhazia. Some wanted clear consequences, others worried about isolating Moscow. They've agreed to postpone partnership negotiations with Russia and strengthen ties to Georgia. Current EU President Nicolas Sarkozy of France insists, through an interpreter, the bloc is united.
It was quite easy to get a consensus without any hint of doubt. We condemn the disproportionate reaction of the Russians.
But Sarkozy also notes Europe has an obligation to keep a dialogue with Russia. He'll do that personally next week, traveling to Moscow to press the government to fully implement a peace plan Sarkozy himself negotiated. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
A new storm is formed in the Atlantic. Officials say Hurricane Hanna now has winds of up to 75 miles an hour and is near the southeastern Bahamas. There are warnings posted for the Bahamas and Turks and Caicos. Oil prices moved down today in futures trading in New York, ending at just over $111 a barrel, down by more than $4 a barrel. I'm Ann Taylor, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Pew Charitable Trusts, working to improve the nation's foster care system to help children find safe permanent families at pewtrusts.org.
Your Champaign-Urbana forecast for this evening, clear, lows in the mid-60s, light southeast winds. Tuesday, sunny, highs around 90. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s. Wednesday, partly sunny with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-80s. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-60s.
Support for today's broadcast comes from St. John's Catholic Newman Center at the University of Illinois, celebrating the expansion and renovation of their new facility on campus with a grand opening weekend on September 6th and 7th. The public is invited. More information is at sjcnc.org.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. A Labor Day surprise today. John McCain's new running mate is going to be a grandmother. Alaska Governor Sarah Palin said in a statement that her daughter, Bristol, is expecting a baby in December. Bristol is 17 years old and not yet married, although the statement said she plans to marry the father. NPR's Scott Horsley is with the McCain campaign. He joins us now from Philadelphia. Hi, Scott.
Good to be with you, Melissa.
And let's talk about this announcement today from Sarah Palin.